Just when some people are most in need, others have less to give. In these lean times, greater numbers are relying on charity, but donations are getting harder to raise. Julie Knott hopes her card making will someday raise money for charity. Her cancer diagnosis forced her to give up paid work, and when she's not receiving treatment in hospital, she's at home, often worrying about how to survive on benefits of less than £60 a week. The cost of living has risen sharply, and for the first time in her life, she's dependent on help from family and from charity.
There's a lot of people out there that really, really do need that support. I wouldn't have this roof over my head still. That would have been gone, because I just wouldn't be able to afford the mortgage. I wouldn't be able to afford the bills or anything. I don't know. I don't know where I'd be.
Charities are being squeezed in two ways. Demand for their services has increased by 72% in the last 12 months, but almost a third have suffered falls in donations. That means many charities are having to cut costs by making staff redundant.
If the government are bailing out the banks who have caused this problem, they need to think about the victims of recession and our work, and therefore a financial package to support our work with the victims of recession is important.
Corporate donations from the city are dwindling, and falling property prices mean the value of legacies is diminishing. It means there's more pressure on individuals to be generous.
Charity begins at home, I think, at the moment.
Afford it, we would donate it.
I think I would volunteer as well in different ways than probably just giving money.
I could still give, you know, I give every month through, like, on direct debit, so now I don't think it would affect me much at all.
As tougher times threaten, charities just can't afford to keep losing. Zara Merchant, Sky News.